With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is defending its Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Minnesota. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the administration stands firm in its intention to enforce federal immigration law.
We hope Governor Walz will do the right thing and continue to work with President Trump to keep the American people safe following their call this morning. Americans overwhelmingly want exactly what President Trump is delivering: strong borders and strict immigration enforcement against the worst illegal aliens, of which there are still hundreds of thousands to deport from the interior of our country.
Israel says the remains of the final hostage in Gaza have been recovered, clearing the way for the next phase of the ceasefire that stopped the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the recovery of the final Israeli hostage in Gaza.
The military had been conducting a large-scale operation in a cemetery in northern Gaza to locate the remains of Ram Vili. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it an incredible achievement for Israel and its soldiers, telling Israeli media that he'd fulfilled his promise to bring all the hostages home. He said Vili was among the first to be taken into Gaza, killed during the Hamas-led attack on October 7th, 2023 that sparked the war. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The ceasefire's next phase will confront thornier issues, including transitioning to a new governance structure in Gaza and disarming Hamas. The northeastern U.S. is getting the last brunt of a massive winter storm that dumped snow, sleet, and ice across much of the southern and eastern U.S. over the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow by 313 points, the NASDAQ rose 100, the S&P advanced 34. This is SRN News. Religion retreats in Europe.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a lot of people on the continent are abandoning faith. In 2010, 74% of Europeans called themselves Christians, now only 67% do. Over the same period, the number of people who identify as Jews dropped nearly 10%. Pew says the group that's really growing is the unaffiliated. The share of atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular religion is up 37%. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is ending the use of abortion-derived fetal tissue in research funded by the National Institutes of Health. The government has funded research involving fetal tissue for decades. The policy expands restrictions issued in the first Trump administration to cover all NIH-funded research. In 2024, the agency counted nearly 80 funded projects that included fetal tissue. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Trump administration is chipping away at China's near monopoly on the rare earth minerals market.
The U.S. is taking a minority stake in an Oklahoma rare earth miner as it seeks to minimize its reliance on imports of a material used in smartphones, robotics, and electric vehicles, and many other high-tech products. China processes more than 90% of the world's critical minerals. USA Rare Earth says the Commerce Department is investing $1.6 billion in the company. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More than 60 Minnesota CEOs are urging unity from government leaders as protests over immigration enforcement impact local businesses. Protesters have targeted companies they believe support the federal effort, including Target. Winning session on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 313 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.